what I thought she'd answer, but...
Is she coming in or is she coming
right.
Zoning?
Yeah.
Well, then he arrived, so we've got a quarter.
Yeah.
So I'll cross her off.
Yeah, we aren't going to.
Oh, here she comes.
Yeah.
Back on the list of
I actually didn't.
Yep.
Maybe I wasn't there, but I read it. Yeah.
No, there's so packed out there. I know. And actually, when he arrived, he produced the quorum, so if you wanted to go here, the goddess
maybe. I figured he might be across the hall for Goddard. But.
No.
Okay. You're good here. You like it here tonight.
Oh, you know what? I need to read the docket item.
Oh, here it is. The first one is the hearing.
Okay. I think we can get started now, everybody. Can't do that. So, let's see. Let me read this docket item. This is item 384-11 parens 4. A public hearing will be held on the following item. The Joint Advisory Planning Group and Planning Development Department filing their separate reports pursuant to Ordinance 2-7-2B, identifying alternatives for the future use of former Parks and Recreation site at 70 Crescent Street, Auburndale, which was declared surplus by the Board of Aldermen on February 6, 2012. So we have here with us at the table on the committee, Lenny Gentile, Mark Laredo, Mitch Fishman, and Deb Crossley, and myself, Susan Albright. We have other aldermen. We have Ruth Ann Fuller, and we have Jay Harney. I think, did I miss any other aldermen? No? And we have... I said Jay, didn't I say Jay Harney?
Yeah.
And we have old staff, Linda Finucan, our committee clerk. Alexandra, is she here?
Mm-hmm, she's watching.
Alexandra Anand, Eve Tapper, Candace Havens, all from the planning department.
Rita Young.
And Rita Young from law. So, Eve, are you doing?
I am doing the presentation.
Okay, and then will you introduce the JAPG?
Sure.
And let them introduce themselves.
I think that is, yes.
That's fine.
So, I'm Eve Tapper, chief planner for current planning from the planning department. And we are looking at the possible reuse of 70 Crescent Street. A JPG was set up and they produced their report and the planning department produced a report as well. I did not staff the JPGs and I know there are a lot of people here, so why don't I have to can go around the room and if you're on the JPG, please introduce yourself and let us know which way you want to start. Down here.
Larry
Ford,
Thomas
China,
Holland Hayward. David Sneakers.
Anyone else? Okay. Thank you very much for coming. So, as you may remember, in October of 2011, the Parks and Recreation Department moved out of their space at 70 Crescent Street and moved to the Newton Corner Children's Library. And for a time, they also kept a person, they may still have a person in the basement doing maintenance work at the site in order not to leave it vacant. But a joint advisory planning group was set up in order to look at the reuse of the site. They submitted their report and the planning department submitted its report, and this, the purpose of today's public hearing is to report back to the Real Property Reuse Committee to determine what disposition, if any, we want to give to this property. So just a little bit about the site. It is on Crescent Street. Hard to see in this map, but it's in red. This is the garage in the back. This is the building, the house-like building that you would see as you're coming up. It is at the intersection of Crescent Street and Robin Hood Street. The Mass Turnpike is on this side. This is Curve Street. The Myrtle Baptist Church is over here, and there is a playground on the Parks and Recreation Department land. However, it is fenced off from access from the Parks and Rec buildings, and access is only from Curve Street. And we'll get back to recommendations for that later. When the Parks and Recreation Department was when this was declared surplus by the Commissioner of Parks and Recreation, It is a 98,000 square foot lot, so in public use. But the commissioner only recommended that a portion of the site be declared surplus and that the playground itself stay as a park. And so we're really looking at redevelopment about 60,000 square feet, 62,000 square feet and change. There is limited frontage on the roads. This is really the only frontage at Robin Hood and Crescent. So likely if there's any redevelopment, there'll have to be some type of a road extension into the site. And the JPG actually also understood that the park area, the 37,000 square feet park, was not declared surplus. However, they wanted to look at the entire site and did actually make some minor recommendations about moving the lot line a little bit to improve access to the park for the entire community. So no one was talking about knocking the playground down and putting housing all through the site, but there was a discussion a little bit about moving the lot lines in order to provide better access to the park. So the neighborhood context, it's mostly MR1 zone parcels. There's a small area of MR2, again, the Myrtle Baptist Church, and you can see, really can't see anything in the light here. This is an NSTAR facility. When this process started a long time ago, I did actually go to engineering and wonder whether we could get access from here. And NSTAR does actively use this site and it's fenced, so that was not a possibility. So really access is going to continue from Crescent Street. And again, the playground is accessed from Curve Street. Here, we're at the process here. Parks and Recs Commissioner declared surplus to move to the library. The next step in the process is to see if any other city department wants to use it for their purposes, and no other city department was interested. The board set up a JPG, and they submitted their reports. And the planning department also writes a report with recommendations to the Real Property Reuse Committee. And then in the circled section is the Real Property Reuse Committee holding its public hearing tonight, making recommendations to the board, determining whether the disposition of the property and the minimum sale price, and then forward it to the mayor and the RFP. So just we've gone through this process a number of times recently. Remind everyone, the RFP for Austin Street went out 2 weeks ago. So we've gotten to the point where we've got this down pat. So the JPG actually considered a lot of options for the site. They actually looked at all the uses that are permitted from in the zoning ordinance on one level or another in the city, and then narrowed it down, had pros and cons to each one of them, built a matrix, which many of you would have seen in the report, and then came down to, you know, they came down to these principles. They wanted any kind of project here to have long-term tax benefits to the city without overburdening public services. They wanted affordable housing. They settled on the number 25% affordable, which is more than required in the ordinance, but we felt like this was a site that we could use that, and it would contribute to the comprehensive plan's goals of more affordable housing, increasing the affordable housing. Also, a mix of sizes and units, and that's something that the Fair Housing Committee is always interested in. You know, we don't want all one bedrooms or all three bedrooms. We want a mix of sizes, and that's what's necessary in the city. Also, maintain the playground as a neighborhood amenity and improve access to it. So again, as I said a couple times, right now you can only get there from Curve Street, and there is a fence that it's not even just, it's hard to get to. There's actually a fence that doesn't allow you to go from the Parks and Recs property, so improving the access to the playground. And then also consider the neighborhood context and maintain sensitivity to the abutters. You know, we don't want something huge there that's going to overburden the neighborhood and that's not going to fit into the neighborhood context. They were also very careful to consider the economic feasibility. They didn't want something to, you know, allow a project that was too small to be worth any developer purchasing. They also didn't want something that was so huge that the neighborhood would be overburdened. And they also wanted the site, they thought the site design was very important as well. that would minimize, the design should minimize the impact of the Mass Turnpike on the future residents. And traffic, the use of residential, which is what they ultimately decided on, is a lot less intense than the previous, which was the Parks and Rec Department. People were coming and going.